Welcome to RSN's Race Day.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
For the first hour, it's the first word. Here's Gareth Hall.
Yes, this is RSN's Race Day on this Saturday, the 27th of February. Good morning to you listening on your local RSN 927 dial throughout Victoria and Tasmania. And hello to you wherever you may be listening on the RSN 927 app or on our website at rsn.net.au. Well, Sydney will host two Group 1s this afternoon. The three-year-old fillies will do battle in the Surround Stakes, and Very Elegant still holds favouritism, but just in the Chipping Norton Stakes over Colette and Colding. Flemington will host the Australian Guineas, and what a race it's been since it was first run way back in 1986. Tagaloa is out to become the ninth horse to win the CSA Stakes Guineas Double, while Sue Dancer, the second favourite at the moment, is out to become the sixth filly to win the Group 1 feature. Throw in the Shaftesbury Avenue Handicap, the Bob Hoystead Stakes and the Blamey Stakes, and it's not a bad day's racing at headquarters on a Saturday afternoon.
RSN's Race Day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
Big show coming your way. We'll catch up with a host of trainers in the first hour for the first word. And then it is the most important hour of our punting week with the Melbourne Form Panel. Dean Lester will join us, Warren Huntley and also David Gately, along with Trent Langscale from the TAB. Looking forward to catching up with Trent in his final day with the TAB. And then it's a big interstate hour. We'll concentrate on that Sydney meeting with Kevin Casey. And we'll also concentrate on the two big Group 1s in the harness racing and also in the greyhound racing. There's a Group 1 there in the trots at Melton, and also two Group 1s there at the Meadows with the Australian Cup and also the Group 1 Fantabale Superstars. But it's a big show coming your way. Let's head out to Flemington to kick it all off and catch up with Liam O'Keefe on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Melbourne. Good morning to you, Liam.
Morning, Gareth.
How is Flemington this morning?
Yeah, looking good. Nice morning this morning. Dew on the grass, but we're on a good four, and the running rail's in the 2 metre position.
Okay, it's a big couple of weeks for Flemington with the big meeting, also Super Saturday next Saturday. How's the week been?
Yeah, it's been a fairly mild week. We've had 6.4 mil of rain during the middle part of the week, and conditions this time of year cool down as we head into autumn, so I've just got to be very careful with your watering. Mornings are quite cold. Days are a little bit shorter, and you get a little bit longer dew on the grass. So we've just backed off the water a little bit, had a little bit of rainfall, and just kept it ticking over during the week.
Okay, roll out 2 metres. This is always the plan. And what does it do next week?
So we're 2 metres today, and then we'll just assess the wear later on today. But I'd envisage we'll move to the 4 or 5 metre position, just get off today's wear and tear and get the horses onto some fresh ground next week.
All right, what about straight racing today? Will they go to the middle as always?
I think the two-year-olds normally just roll down to the fence to get a guide up the inside, and then the other straight races, I'd expect them to go to middle to outside, as has been the flavour the last six or 12 months.
What about the wind conditions?
Very still today, beautiful conditions today, just a gentle southwesterly, picking up a little bit later in the day, so can monitor that on our wind tracker on our website and app. But, picture perfect day for the horses and the patrons, so it should be good.
And that wind tracker is an important tool. I looked at it the other day when I downloaded the app, and it's a terrific tool for the punters. It gives you a great understanding, Liam.
Yeah, it does, Gareth, and it gives you a good perspective of where the wind affects you on different parts of the track. So, for instance, last meeting here, Lightning Stakes Day, we had quick times for the 1,400-metre races, and that was simply because they had a good tailwind from the 1,400 right around to the 6. So, and then races for the 2,000 might have been a little bit slower. They might have been running into that for a part of the way. So as a punter, it does give you a good guide, and also post the meeting, it may explain why times are slower or faster than others.
All right, enjoy your day, Liam.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Liam O'Keefe, of course, the track manager there at Flemington. Wayne Hawkes joins us now to kick off the first word. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Morning, Gareth. It's getting very technical, isn't it, these days?
It is. Ole Kirk, outside barrier in the Australian Guineas. Can he bounce back today?
Yeah, well, certainly he's got the visitor's draw, hasn't he, for Victoria, and they didn't look after him, but that's racing. I don't know. Last week you drew barrier one, and that's where you wanted to be, you thought. Didn't end up that way, and this week you've drawn 15. So I suppose it all boils down to Kieran McAvoy. He's going to have to give him the 12 out of 10 right. It's as simple as that. He's just going to need a little bit of luck out of the gates for the first 200 metres.
What persuaded you to run him this week on the quick backup?
It was always there in the background, and we've said that on the program over the last several weeks that he's certainly always been a chance. But he's licked the bin. He's done everything right. There's no reason why he can't run. When you're on the backup, you're actually looking for an excuse not to run, and there was no physical excuse not to run him. He's scope clean. Everything's great with him. You know, his work's great. He's bouncing off the track, and he hasn't left an oat. He doesn't leave an oat any time. So he looks very, very well. And, yeah, we normally have a bit of luck when we go week-to-week backup.
He's a high-priced colt. We all know that. Is there any extra pressure today to make sure that you get a big race with him in the autumn?
No, I slept like a log last night, as I always do. His job's done. His job is done after he won the first start and he won the calendar, so everything was a bonus after that. So you've won two Group 1s with him at 3 years of age. There's no other horse in the country that's done that at this stage. So, no, there's no real pressure. You're just out doing what you do and the horse as well. So it'd be worse if you were, hadn't done the job and you're trying to make him into the stallion, or there'd been issues, but there's been no issues and everything's been great.
All right, then, up there in Sydney in the Skyline Stakes, Hylal, that was so impressive on debut, goes around with Tommy Berry in the saddle.
Yeah, it was a great win. It was only midweek on the Kenzo track, but he won very impressively, and he's a pretty smart horse. What he's got to do is, I see it's come through as a soft six, and that'll be a slow track at Randwick. He just has to handle the wet track. But he's a pretty promising horse, and he's certainly going to be in this race up to his ears. And, well, you've got to be winning to be making slippers and races like that. So there's no next week. Theoretically, you've got to be just about winning today to be making the field. So it's be a great race for him today.
Your thoughts on Grey Worm and the Liverpool City Cup over the 1300?
Loves a wet track. Ran super. Only got beat a length the other day at Caulfield first up. Back to Sydney. Got himself his wet track that he loves. And he is the most winningest horse at Randwick last season. I think we won six races in town with him. So he's a winner. He tries really hard, and he'll be hard to beat today again.
What's the expectations with Master of Wine first up in the Group 1 Chipping Norton Stakes?
Yeah, well, he's no Very Elegant, without doubt. She's probably the best mare in the country. And he, he was running against her in the Maccabi Diva and a Turnbull. So, and he's right there with her. He's got bigger, stronger. He's finally fully mature. We don't weigh them, but he'd be 30 kilo heavier this time compared to last spring. And it's taken him 2 years to really acclimatise, but this is going to be his year this year. So it'll be a good race. It's a great race for him to start off in, to be totally honest. And he loves the cut out of the ground too, so the wetter the better for him. So you're going to lack a little bit first up with fitness, obviously, but he'll still run a big, big race.
And you've got Eight Diamonds in the Surround and Scarlet Dream also going around that last race. Thoughts on those two horses?
Yeah, I don't know whether we'll run Scarlet Dream. You spit on the track and she's hopeless. So we've got to decide the next 20 minutes. And Eight Diamonds. Yeah, funnily enough, I think she got beat six lengths last start, but she probably should have won. She blew the start badly, and not an overly strong race this race today. And obviously with a wet track, that brings some of the other horses back. So she's done well.
All right, your best chance today, Wayne?
Probably Hylal, I suppose, but the best horse is Ole Kirk. So it'll be great to win a Guineas. Never won that before, so it'll be great to win the Guineas on your home track.
You get a bonus if you can get the job done with Ole Kirk and turn him around within a week.
Absolutely, yep. I do.
John should be looking after you. Good luck.
See you, mate.
There's Wayne Hawkes there. James Cummings joins us. Always great to catch up with James on a Saturday morning. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Gareth. Yes, Wayne Hawkes said he's got 20 minutes to decide to scratch yours. Can you tell Wayne Hawkes he's actually got 15?
He says he talks to you five times a day. He was blaming you.
We'll leave that to the brain structure of the Hawkes team. Let's get on with the Godolphin Hawkes.
All right, mate. Kalos goes around in the first race over the 1,000 metres. What can you tell us?
Funny. Kalos is Talos is going well, Gareth. He should run a good race. I think you could rely on
him. I think that was a card one.
I think Wayne's still on the line somewhere. Is he next year? Are you at Flemington? Oh, there you go. Tell him he's had his turn.
I just pushed him off the balcony.
All right, then. Looks like the boys are having some fun there at Flemington in the hut. Take it away, James. So, Kalos, each way chance?
For sure. I think he's an interesting colt in that race. He's certainly got to be toughened up by having had those two nice runs already. And the type of horse that looks like he'd be capable of training on and demonstrating better and better form as his career unfolds.
In the fourth race there at Flemington, you've decided to take Subadar down here to Melbourne?
Yes, we're such a dry track with him. The race is a good one on the way through, and I'd love to see him just poking up behind them and getting the opportunity to show that quick final three furlongs that he showed first up. It's been a while between runs, but he's back in distance. He's been ready for this with a couple of lung burners at the trials, and he should be running a much, much better race here than he would in any track in Sydney over a soft seven or heavy eight or worse.
So do you think he'll enjoy the big straight at Flemington? His racing pattern might suit the straight?
Funny, you know, in Sydney we don't tend to get so worried about the tracks and whether they'll suit horses, but in Melbourne every week we tend to talk about it.
Yep.
Are
we wasting our time in asking those questions, James?
You're never wasting your time asking the questions. You've got to fill the time.
Yes. Do you think we get carried away with that then?
No, I suppose not, because too many jockeys use that as the reason why horses get beat. So
yep.
I think the horse will be okay. I think you can rely on him to run well.
And in the Blamey Stakes over the 1,600 metres, Ollie just owned that race last start at Caulfield. You gave Best of Days a wonderful push as well. Can he do it again?
Well, you know, I've seen a bit of this horse, Buffalo River,
yep.
That'll jump favourite in the race, trained by our colleague in the trainers out of Flemington, Mike Moroney. Had a nice winner last night. He brought over from New Zealand. So the stable's in a bit of form. He can do no wrong at the moment, Mike. And Ollie's also had a bit to do with Buffalo River and sees him as the horse to beat, no doubt about it. I suppose they'll probably settle down quite near enough to each other in the run. And we love the fact that Best of Days is now a confident horse, looking good, and he's quite well in at the weights. So I think that between the two of them, hopefully it's a race in two, and the best horse gets up on the line.
All right, then, you've got a nice team engaged in Sydney today. We'll have a chat about your two-year-old fillies in the Sweet Embrace, Sliders and Testimonial. Your thoughts there?
Oh, well, there's only 12 minutes to go here, but you should have already noticed they were scratched yesterday.
Oh, there you go. We'll move on then. The Liverpool City Cup. I know that Ronnie Duffy, Corradeiras, he was keen on its chances.
He's a lovely horse. A little bit out of a handicap, but he'll be, you know, as long as there's enough pressure in the race that the back markers can get into it, then he's well and truly capable of winning. We're expecting the horse to jump and begin a little bit better than he has. There's no guarantees about that, but that's just the feeling we've got from him, because he seems a bit fresh and he's got that look about him this week. We're on the path to getting him back up to a mile. So 1,300 is a bit short of his best, but it's not been beyond him to win over those distances in lower grade races. But he's tackling horses like Grey Worm, who makes his own luck. Horses like Discharge will be up there with Grey Worm. Now, even Trumbull, up in the weights, is a pretty talented sprinter. So he's going to have to be well and truly rising to the occasion off his break since running in the Villiers. But that was a huge effort. Nearly every time he stepped out of the races last preparation, he turned in a huge performance, with or without winning. And I think he can do the same today.
Can Deprive win first up?
Well, we were trying to examine whether or not Deprive might settle closer in the run today, which might help him with the setup of the race. It's been a long time since I've ever run the horse 1,300 fresh up before. And I don't think I've done it since the horse debuted and got up and won at Warwick Farm. But he's trialing well. He's training like a winner. He's up in the weights also, but he needs to deliver because he has been he's been failing to deliver in his past two preps.
And it's great to see Avilius back at the races, first up in the Chipping Norton Stakes, and Colette was so impressive first up as well. It's a soft six, first of all. Is it wet enough for Colette? And do you think she could mix it still with those horses on an improving track?
Well, you say improving, but the curator was on radio in Sydney this morning and said, do not expect an upgrade today at Randwick. We're driving out towards the mountains and we can see that just over the Great Dividing Range there, there's more rainfall coming and it might get to preferred heavies for Avilius and Colette. You can't quite be sure yet. Nevertheless, both horses of ours are very well. Avilius is fresh up and he never runs a bad race fresh. And Colette, she put the riding on the wall first up and she's well and truly capable of a repeat performance.
And Sir Cat looks tough to beat in the last.
Well, he does. He's going to get a good run, provided the inside's all right. And there's with the sort of performance that he exhibited up the straight there, first up, he looks to be knocking on the door for a win. And we love the way that he's trained on since. Might have just improved a fraction.
All right, James, you've got Thermosphere also going around in race number seven. What would be your best for the day?
Probably Zach Hat.
All right, mate, always a pleasure. Enjoy your Saturday morning and the best of luck.
All right, good man.
There's James Cummings there. John McArdle joins us. He's got two nice chances engaged at Flemington this afternoon. Good morning to you, John.
Gareth, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Tycoon Hum, it was great to see this horse heavily supported and do it nicely there on debut at Bendigo. How's she trained on?
Yeah, she seems to be all right. Both Jamie and myself were happy with the work on Tuesday morning. You know, two-year-olds, they're one day gone the next, but she seems to be well.
Yeah. Do you think she's up to this class?
Look, all our indications say that she's the only horse in the race that's actually won a race, so that's a good start.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Godolphin's horse is obviously a nice horse, and Dan Bowman was very happy with his horse, and obviously Urell's horse ran well in the same race. So, yeah, look, you know, two-year-old races, you can never be 100% sure how to line up all the form, but my filly seems to be fitting well, and as long as she handles the straight, because if her big sister that's running hasn't previously, then she should be around the mark.
Let's have a chat about Hummer Hummer and the Bob Hoystead handicap she goes around in race number five over the 1,000. She has got a wonderful first up record. Can she strike first up?
Unlike previously first up, she hasn't had a trial or a jump out or anything. There was a bit of a lack of races before she headed to Adelaide, and if I had a trial, there probably wasn't a race until she went to Adelaide. So we decided to run her today and then go to the Manor High Stakes in a month's time. So, look, she's probably a little bit like her trainer at the moment. She's probably a little bit on the chubby side and might be breathing quite heavily coming the end of the race. And obviously it's a good quality race with horses like Haydock and Papagino and others. So, look, Daniel will be instructed just to get back and let her relax and, let her last 400 be the best 400 and see how she goes from there.
What's her big grand final this preparation then?
The Sanctha.
All right then. We wish you the best of luck, Johnny. Should we have a bet today?
I mean, I was always taught the best tip was always be nice to your mother. But, look, two-year-old races are hard to have a bet in, but the filly seems to be well, and hopefully she takes the replicates last start, then she'll be a chance.
Good luck, John. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.
There's John McArdle there. Mark Newnham joins us now on the first word. Good morning to you, Mark. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, morning, Gareth.
Sky Max is in really good form, goes around in the second race there, the Roy Higgins Quality at Flemington this afternoon. Can he win again, heading to Melbourne?
No reason he can't. He's a good, strong staying horse, appreciates firm ground. Kieran will ride him in a fashion to make it a decent contest. And I've been really happy with him since he's a straight A couple.
So you'll be out there trying to break their hearts?
Oh, look, I'd say, look, in a small field, if he's got enough gate speed, he'll probably take it up. But at any stage of the race, wherever he's positioned, if they pull up to a walk, I'll ask him to go on and make it a true gallop. And that's what's been effective for him here. So we won't stray too far from that.
In the English Dash over the 1,100 metres, you have Lord Olympias first up from a bit of a break. Has this been a race that you've set him for?
Absolutely. It's a good prize money race. He's a good sharp horse. Had a really good first prep, got six runs out of him, four wins, and he was a little unlucky on two occasions he didn't win. So he's certainly a winner. The straight may be a little bit of an issue for him. He's never competed down the straight, but he's a very straightforward horse, and we've got D. Oliver, so I think he'll run well.
And it's great to see the mare Graceful Glamour going around in that final event over the 1,400 metres. How is she going?
She's coming up really well. She just needs good ground, so she gets that down there. I had her entered in Sydney today as well, but she looks to get control of the race in front where she likes it. She likes fast ground. She's a winner at 1,400 fresh up before, so it looks suitable for her.
All right, then you've got two fillies in the Surround Stakes in Miraville and Every Rose. Your thoughts there in Sydney?
Oh, look, complete opposites, really. Every Rose is a good speed filly trying to extend that out to 1,400. And Miravale's a nice staying filly getting ready for the Oaks. So, look, I'd imagine Every Rose will give a really good sight. It'll be just a matter of whether she quite runs out seven furlongs. But she's come through the first up win in good shape, and she did a lot of work in that race, so... If she's able to conserve energy a little bit better through the first half of the race, she'll be hard to run down. And the other filly's coming up really nicely. I was pleased with the runs at the end of a prep last time, when fourth in the Oaks and fourth in the Wakeful. She did that on really just on the one preparation, so she's come back a bit more mature, and I'd expect she'd be in for a good prep.
All right, then, your best chance around the country, Mark?
Sky Max.
All right, then. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Mark Newnham there. It is 7:28. This is the first word here on RSN's race day. It's Australian Guineas Day at Flemington. Looking forward to the races there at headquarters. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, Natalie Young, Leon Corstens and Tom Dabnik will be joining us.
RSN's race day and the first word with Gareth Hall.
7:32, great to be with you here as we look forward to a big day of racing at Flemington, highlighted by the Australian Guineas, and there's also a couple of Group 1s up there in Sydney. But Natalie Young and Trent Busserton have a wonderful team engaged at Flemington, and Natalie joins us now. Good morning, Nat.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. In at the Shaftesbury Avenue Handicap, Sierra Sue goes around. Are you happy with her?
Yeah, I think, you know, she just had a bit of a genuine excuse last time at Caulfield. We were a little bit initially disappointed. But she had just had a little bit of a tweaked hammy. So we've ironed that out, and her work going into today has been great. You know, there's plenty of speed on the race too, so hopefully she can just sort of spot them behind them, and Walker knows her really well. So I think it's going to be hard to beat Edmund's horse, the favourite. It's obviously a class horse, but we've given it 5 kilos. So I think with that light weight of 54 kilos, she'll get every chance.
So she's there to win, obviously. She was impressive winning at Flemington in the start of the spring there last year, so she enjoys the track.
Yeah, she does. She does. And she's pretty versatile. Like, she can be ridden up forward or she can be ridden cold. So, with that nice light weight and a good gait, Yeah, I think we'll see the real Sue today with a bit of luck.
All right, that's great news. So when a horse hurts its hamstring, do you keep working it? How do you get over that problem?
Well, we just get Brendan McCarthy in. He's a great trainer, and he's also a very good chiropractor. And he just comes in and clicks them back into place. And, we do a little bit of ultrasounding there, and there's a little bit of massaging ourselves and ointment and stuff. And, and then she can bounce back, but she's got no reaction in at the moment. And she trotted up super this morning, and she looks fabulous. So she'll be there and get every chance today.
So a tick for Sierra Sue, of course, in race three. Then you have Mirage Dancer going around in the Blamey Stakes. Can he run a race first up?
I think just the mile first up, where they won't go quite so hard early. I think the tempo will suit him a little bit. He's trialled up really well. He had a nice gallop at the Valley on Monday. Just gave him that little bit of a trip away, so we'd come on that little bit more. And, can't really fault him. I think he'll be hitting the line really nicely. With that draw, he should be posing up just in behind the speed. And, I think he'll be hitting the line really strong.
In the Australian Guineas, you saddle up Tager Lower. Geez, you must have been proud of his performance there last start in the CS Hayes at Flemington.
Yeah, it was so good to see. It was, it was like the horse back that we've seen winning the Blue Diamond. So, it was a huge relief, to be honest. To get that win as a three-year-old for him and to keep his value, obviously. His sectionals were super last start. He had 59.5 kilos, and he gave them all weight, and he ran at a really super time. So I think he's come through the race brilliantly. I expect him to be a little bit flat those few days afterwards, but he wasn't. He was bouncing around, and I put him in the roll this morning, and he was off his head kicking and squealing. So I just love seeing that. I saw that before the CS Hayes. So his work's been the same, if not probably a little bit better. So I can't fault him. I know it's the Group 1 Guineas, and it's a very good field. Dom to shoot, he had really good sectionals. You've got the Philly Zoo Dancer, and obviously Old Kirk's, dual Group 1 winner. I'm sure Hawkses will turn his form around, and he'll be there to win too. So, and Acer, it's not going to be easy, but Tags, he can just sustain that really, long run a long way out, and I think that's to his advantage. But the draw is going to be a little bit tricky.
And it seemed to me, watching him there at Flemington last start, he gained some really good confidence, just the way that he savaged the line.
Yeah, I think he can sustain. He's quick out of the gates. His times, the sectionals were awesome. And the last 200, he really sort of started pulling away from them, which would suggest he'll get that extra 200 metres today. You never know until that you try them at it. And, Caulfield Guineas, he had a genuine excuse. So the way he raced the other day, I'd say, well, no problem. He's got, 2.5 kilos lighter at set weights here. I think he'll, if we just have everything go right on the way to the races and in the running, I'm sure he'll put in a great run.
How has Larimer Street come back? Of course, he goes around in the English Dash there in race number 8.
Yeah, look, he probably just might need the run. It's always a little bit of a question mark when you're running up the straight, when we don't get to trial up it. But he's trialled up nice. He had a nice just third hard held, and he's only had the one. But his work on Tuesday was, really nice. I'm actually quite looking for Mark to ride him and just, settle him a little bit in behind the speed. We've taken the blinkers off, just added a tongue tie so he doesn't get his tongue over the bit. And, I think he's going to go a nice race. He should be hitting the line nicely. He was a little bit disappointing in the spring, but, I think he's, just being that two-stone lighter too was really going to help him too.
All right, Nat, we wish you the best of luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Natalie Young going through her runners there, along with Trent Buston at Flemington. And now Leon Corstis joins us because his star filly, Sue Dancer, is the second favourite in the Australian Guineas. Good morning to you, Leon. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How is she heading towards this big Group 1 feature? You must be excited with the way that she's been performing.
Look, I'm really pleased with her. She hasn't gone backwards, that's for sure. The chappie that rides the work all the time, Niall Phillips, he's really pleased with it. And he's done a great job with it. So, all we can do is keep our fingers crossed and hope everything goes good.
She's always showed ability, but has she surprised you just the way that she has performed this preparation?
Yeah, sort of. We've worked her a little bit different. We've worked her behind horses, and that sort of, she's done quite a bit for us, so we're very lucky in that department. Look, whether she runs a good mile out today or not.
What's your gut feel regarding her getting a strong mile?
look, I was worried about when we went to 1400, so I'll tell you what I'm like at the moment. I remember taking her to Dunkell for a maiden, so she's come a long way.
Yeah, you must be proud of her. So I'm looking forward to seeing her go around. And she'll run a great race. You're happy with her?
Oh, look, I'm delighted with her. I couldn't be happy with any of our horses going into a race like this at the moment.
All right, and Mamsel Tesco's around in race number 9 on the program. How is she? And she's second up. How did you assess her first up effort there at Caulfield?
Oh, I thought it was a super one because she was off for about 9 months. She went to stud and didn't get into foal. That's why we finished up back with her. I thought her run was very, very good. She's improved quite a bit, and I'm quite certain she'll run a very forward race today.
And she's got a wonderful record second up, so we should have something each way on her, Leon.
Well, you know, if I was a punter, I'd be having a little bit each way, especially at those odds of life, you know.
All right, mate, we will do just that. The best of luck, especially with your filly Sue dancer there in the big one.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Leon Corstens. What a wonderful career he has had, and it'll be some training performance if he can do the job with that filly, along with Troy, of course, there at Flemington at this afternoon. As always, Lindsay Parker in for a big day. They've got runners at Murray Bridge, Wangaratta, and, of course, a big field engaged there at Flemington. And Tom Dabernick now joins us here on the first word. Good morning to you, Tom.
G'day, Gareth.
A couple of runners in the opening race for the two-year-olds to do battle down the straight there over the 1,000 metres. Can you split your two runners?
Zanzibar Gem did have a run last preparation at Caulfield where she was a bit unlucky, so she's probably a little more advanced education-wise. And Ecstasy, I think she's a very nice filly for the future, but she might find the 1,000 metres a little bit sharp. I think she'll improve as we get her out over a bit further.
In race number 2 for the stays over the 2,600 metres, Jacinda Wynn ran into a pretty smart one last start. Of course, that was in the bag. And how was he trained on?
Yeah, it's a good space between runs, which he tends to like. You know, relatively small field. His Flemington form is really, you know, quite amazing if you look through it. So we're going in there. If he runs his normal competitive race, I'm sure he'll be putting himself into the finish.
And he should just get a lovely run from that low draw.
He should, yeah. He's a horse that naturally gets back a bit. So hopefully we're not sort of back and needing room. But I'm sure he'll be hitting the line strongly.
50 stars knows how to run a nice race on this track. How is he heading into the Blamey second up?
Yeah, he's got a very good record in the Blamey. The race probably just is lacking a little bit of speed. So we naturally get back. We won't change his pattern as he's likely to back up into the Australian Cup. But hopefully, something takes Buffalo River on and helps him to finish off.
Can you compare his form this year to last year when he won?
He scoped with Mucus. He was going to run in the CF4 and we ended up taking him to Sydney to run in the Apollo, so which left us a two-week break into this race. So, I would have preferred to have had the 3 weeks going into the Blamey and then the back up into the Australian Cup. But, look, he's a very good Flemington horse and we'll be doing our best to have him peaking for the Australian Cup next Saturday.
In the Australian Guineas, can Ace turn the tables on Tagaloa?
We've set him for this race and I like Barrier 2. Hopefully we'll have, two or three in front of us. He does jump quickly out of the gate and up to the mile, so he'll sit handy. And Damien Lane knows the horse very well and he's a big, heavy bull, so I think he's needed those first two runs to tighten him up, but it won't be fitness that'll be getting him beat today.
OK, how much improvement do you think he's made since that effort at Flemington behind Tagaloa and the Hayes?
It's hard to gauge, but he's definitely coped and cops the work, so we've done about as much as we can to have him ready for the big race, and he should get a pretty economical run, and hopefully hopefully be fighting out the finish and not running second.
The English Dash in race number 8. Can Bella Nipotina run a race?
There's 3 straight races before her event, so I'm hoping that we'll get a good idea of where the best place to be is. Obviously, she's drawn out wide with the Wizard from the West on, so she ran well first up in Sydney, and her run down the straight, if you watch the replay, she got poleaxed when the gates opened and lost her position, so I'd expect her to, I think she's definitely an each-way chance.
It's a good meeting there at Wangaratta. It's Wangaratta Cup Day. So Korski goes around for your stable in that feature event over the 2,000 metres.
He's run a couple of really good competitive races at Flemington, and he's a horse that sits up on the speed. We've got the leading jockey by number of winners in Australia and Blake McDougall on, so hopefully we can get that breakthrough win for him.
Do you have a best around the country? I know that you've got some runners there at Murray Bridge as well, Tom.
Oh, look, I probably would be saying, I know it's a big call, but I'll stick with ASAR.
I like the confidence in the Australian Guineas. Good luck, Tom. Thanks for your time.
See you, buddy.
There's Tom Dabernick from Lindsay Park. We'll take a quick break here on RSN's Race Day First Word. When we return, hopefully we'll catch up with David Pfeiffer, Archie Alexander and Paul Snoat. Hopefully enjoying your Saturday morning. David Pfeiffer's got some nice chances at Flemington, including Rocketing By that's been so impressive. He goes around in the English Dash there in race number 8. And David joins us now. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning.
Rocketing By, how's he travelled to Melbourne?
He's travelled like a pro, which is great to see. It's obviously his first time out of the state. He's still a young horse and lacks a bit of experience, but he's travelled down in really good order. He's eaten well, he's bright and well within himself, and I guess as much as he is, we're all looking forward to it today.
He's in the zone at the moment. Boy, he was impressive last start.
Yeah, no, he is. He's definitely in the zone, and he's doing really well. And you know, it's a great race to win last start against some good horses. You know, we come up against a different quality of horse, but also different sort of circumstances. To the degree of going down the straight for the first time, it's always going to be a test for him. So, but, you know, we've got McAvoy on board who knows him, who knows Flemington, and I'm sure he'll steer us in the right direction.
Okay, and Yamakaze goes around, Yamasaki, I should say, goes around in race number 9. And is the key to her chances getting onto a dry track?
Yeah, definitely. She doesn't like the wet track at all. She loves the big track. She loves a bit of tempo. And I think she's going really well at home. I think she can run a real solid race, especially at those juicy odds.
All right, then. So she's worth an each-way play, and definitely put her into our quaddies there at Flemington. So we'll put her in our quaddy, David.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think she's a massive chance, and like I said, there's going to be a few key things that are going to help her with the big track and a nice speed in the race. It's going to be her first time going Melbourne Way, but she's worked well at home in that direction. Get the race day. It's always a different scenario.
All right. Good luck, mate. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
There's David Pfeiffer. So a couple of good pushes there for his horses engaged there at Flemington this afternoon. And we're now catching up with Paul Snowden because they've got some nice hopes both here in Melbourne and also up there in Sydney this afternoon. Good morning to you, Paul. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries. How are you?
Good, thank you. I am Superman. You decided to run this horse in Melbourne, is that right?
Yeah, we're just chasing the dry ground, mate, so it's worked out well. He arrives down here in good order and he's been working well, so I'm looking forward to today with him.
You've always had a big opinion of him. Is he fit enough to win first up?
Yeah, he won quite well first up last prep, so no, that's not an issue. Just drawn a little bit awkward as far as the gate-wise goes. Kevin's probably going to have to make his mind up quite early, but he can run very well.
And Miss Bassetti goes around in the 8th race there, the English Dash over the 1100 down the straight.
Yeah, look, she bounced back to form, albeit provincial grade, but look, it's a chance to run for some nice money, and the distance is the best thing for her. She it's something that she excels at, so we thought, why not have a throw and see if we can pick up some of that good quality prize money down there for her owners.
You got some nice chances up there in Sydney. Dame Giselle, first of all, how is she heading towards the Surround Stakes?
Yeah, she's great. We've come up with a 6 up here this morning, so definitely got the sting out, but I believe it's a genuine six. I think the rating's quite fair. If that's the case, she we all know it's the better round, the better she goes, but I feel she's going well enough to sort of be very competitive in that race today.
All right, then in the Skyline Stakes, race two for the two-year-olds, capped event, what can we expect from this exciting young colt by Capitalist?
Hopefully, good things. He's a very nice horse. Always had a good opinion of him. He's been trialling really well, and getting him back to today is always the race he was going to resume in. Hopefully he can run well. It's always give us 3 weeks up our sleeve to the slippers. So, no, very happy with him, and he's a really nice horse.
All right, then you've got some nice chances for the remainder of that card. In race number 5 over the 1,400 metres, Reel Him In Ruby, second up. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, resumed off a really long layoff and was really solid. He just got beat over a length first up, so second up was good. Track condition suit, got to be in with a good chance.
All right, then in the final race, you'll saddle up a couple of chances. Poetic Charmer, first of all, is in winning form and got the job done, I think, in the last race last time.
Yeah, going super. 2 kilos off of Tom Sherry, which is certainly going to be a bonus that late in the day. Can't fold his form, bound to win first up. She's going extremely well and should run very well also. So
right.
Two good chances there.
Your best chance today, Paul?
I'll say Superman in Melbourne. I'll give you one each and hopefully Captive wind up here.
All right. Good luck, mate. Thanks for your time.
See you, mate. Thanks.
Mike Moroney will saddle up Poland, of course, in the Group 1 Australian Guineas, which is, of course, race 7 on the card and was excellent first up there the other day to win at Caulfield. Let's hear what Mike Moroney had to say about Poland's chances.
Yeah, he's got a lot of gate speed. I think he'll be sort of jumping going forward and eventually something will probably cross him, I would think. But, you know, he wants to run at a reasonable speed, our bloke, so... You know, we won't be, you know, if he gets left in front, he gets left in front. But, I can see that there's enough speed from out wide that he should get nice bit of cover.
All right, then. So that's Poland there for Mike Moroney. And you can get around $12 each way for that galloper with Craig Williams jumping on. He's also got Buffalo River engaged in at the Blamey Stakes. And Buffalo River's the strong favourite here in this contest at $2.70. Let's hear what Mike had to say about Buffalo River's chances.
He's come on really well. This will be the happiest I've ever been with him. He's just finally, to my eye, matured. And it looks as if he's carrying weight in the right places and got quite strong. So, couldn't be happier with him going to this race.
All right, then. So you can get around 270 for Buffalo River. We had Neville Parnham on RSN Central yesterday. He believes Indian Pacific will run a bit of a race down the straight. He says Fabergino is probably a better horse, and with facts and figures, Indian Pacific would have to improve to defeat Fabergino, but the horse is flying at the moment and gets his chance here in Melbourne after some solid form in Perth. And he was also pretty happy with Platoon that goes around in the Shaftesbury Avenue Stakes there around that $6 quote. That horse was impressive, winning first up at Ascot over the 1,200 metres. And he's ready to run a big race over the 1,400 metres there at Flemington this afternoon. Let's have a look at the scratchings now for Flemington. And they're racing, of course, on a good four. The rail is out 2 metres the entire circuit. In the opening race, you can scratch. Well, the scratchings are clear in the first and second. Race 3, scratch 5. Bam's on 5, of course, that heads to Sydney. Race 4, scratch 9, Sakat, which James Cummings made it his best of the day in that final race in Sydney. 11, Mystery Love. 13, Lighter, and 14, Onslaught. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, scratch 8, Funstar. Race 7 in the Australian Guineas, you can scratch the 17 at Lofty Star. Race 8, scratch 12, Joviality. And in race 9, you can scratch the 7 at Great Duchess and the 17 at Love Sensation. So that's the scratchings there at Flemington this afternoon. We might take a quick break and then we'll come back and wrap up the first word on this Saturday morning.